from Baltimore, Maryland. It is the Midcard Mechanics with Gavin and Mark. I'm Gavin.
I'm Mark.
And hi, everybody. Thanks for spending the next hour or so with your old pals talking about pro wrestling and not totally losing our minds in quarantine yet, are we? I don't know. Mark, how are you doing?
Well, I'm wearing a bandana with Brutus the Buckeye's face is basically my forehead. So it looks like I have two faces right now.
Yeah, it's a little hard to look at.
My hair gets a little longer every day.
Mine too. I'm wearing more hats.
My hair like sticks straight out and then curls up.
it's a good look.
So I think I'm just going to wear this bandana from now on. But I'll hide Brutus.
When people ask, no, you don't have to hide him. You can break him out for situations where it has Ohio State on the other side. Oh, yeah. It's reversible. So you can have Brutus's eyes on the back of your head, should you so desire.
I ran with this on earlier.
What a show-off, running.
And I also hadn't showered either, so I just smelled terrible. I was really sweaty. I was making sure people would stay 6 feet away from me. They're like, look at this fucking idiot with a cartoon on his forehead, hair sticking straight up. Could smell him a block away. It's all strategic.
I had my first... I guess it wasn't... Last time we were talking about how I went to the pharmacy and it was they had the tape lined off to make people stand 6 feet away. But today, I was just walking the dog and there was a couple walking down to the same corner where we were about to meet. And they saw me walking and we said hi to each other and then they just stopped and waited for me and the dog to make a big arc around them. And the whole time I thought, oh man, this is weird. This is weird. It's like a little moment because I really enjoy taking those walks with the dog. You probably do the same thing where it's just nice to get out of the house and walk around and even from a distance kind of wave hello to people. But it's also a nice way to escape kind of all of the COVID news. And so like in those moments where you have to make a big arc around someone, it just gets a little too real in my nice comfy bubble.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, no, it's walk around the parks the same way. Like see people coming your way and everyone just kind of flanks. I don't know if that's the right word, but they just kind of move to the far ends of the sidewalk or the path. And we all just kind of like politely look at each other, acknowledge what is happening, and move on with our lives. Every wow. Now and then, like today when I was running, there were three kids. They're like in their early 20s, I'd say. So basically kids.
Yeah, children.
They have proven in the past couple weeks to really act like they know absolutely nothing. So fuck them. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they like it was three dudes and they were just kind of grouped together. They've definitely all three of them were definitely within 6 feet of each other. And I couldn't tell like
of course.
If they were just stupid or they just weren't taken seriously because yeah. I ran out into Baltimore Street to
bold move.
Like they're in the sidewalk. There's a lane of parked cars. Mm-hmm. I went off the sidewalk to the left side of those parked cars.
So you're in the one lane of actual traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until I was like at least, I don't know, 50 feet beyond them, maybe 100 feet. Cause I didn't want to make it so obvious. But because, you know, they're younger than me, so they could definitely beat me up.
Obviously.
I didn't want to start anything. I just really wanted to avoid coming anywhere remotely close to them.
And they could have been on their way back from a coughing party. Where just people in their 20s are just coughing on each other to get it over with quick.
Is that a thing? It probably is a thing.
Probably. It sounds. See, the fact that you don't know is a problem. Like, it sounds like it could be real. I don't know. Probably not, but it could be.
That generation sucks.
Yeah. I think it's kind of our fault.
No, it's their fault.
Pave the way. It's their fault. You're right. I think I've got good practice with this because Maisie hates all other dogs. So I do that anyway. Because if we're walking down the sidewalk and I see another dog coming, like her hackles go up, and she just does this thing where she wants to play, but her idea of playing is dominating the other dog aggressively.
Yeah.
That's fun for her. She likes to fight. So we figured that's probably not good, but we were going to work with a trainer to do something, to make her less reactive, this spring, but all of that's on hold. So now I just have this dog who just wants to, she's cooped up too. She can't wait to just dominate the other dog. So I do that thing anyway, where I step out into the other side of the cars to, walk the dog around the other dog.
Woody is an idiot, so...
But now everybody just assumes that it's COVID-19. That's why I'm doing it. I'm like, no. It's my dog's an asshole.
I don't really care why people think I'm doing it. Just, like, leave me the fuck alone. Don't talk to me. But most people I see, like, today, for example, I was running up Patterson Park Avenue, going north from Patterson Park Avenue. And there's, like, more of a more narrow sidewalk. Like, the sidewalk's probably, like, 5 feet wide. And there was this woman coming south. We were on the same side of the street. And I, like, went off the sidewalk and ran past her in the grass. And she, like, looked at me and, like, smiled and, like, nodded, like, appreciative.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I think she was going to probably walk in the grass. And it's wet outside. She probably didn't want to. I didn't really care. I didn't want to come anywhere with it. I didn't want to come within 6 feet of her, even if it was just for a second.
I think it's a burden on you runners to get into the street or the grass, because you're running by. I don't want any of your COVID sweat drops. I know that's not how it's transmitted, but
the longer my hair gets too, the more I'm just going to start swinging it.
I wonder how long my hair is going to get when this is all over.
I think it's
long hair will be back, I think, in a big way.
It's probably going to be like at least a month before you can get a haircut.
Would I be comfortable getting a haircut then?
My, the woman that cuts my hair, her husband is, an EMT in the city.
Oh
so
my God.
I'm not going to go anywhere near her.
No.
Because, man. Her poor husband.
That sucks because no one's getting haircuts. So if,
like
the many other jobs that have just stopped.
I texted her and asked her if I could buy, like, two haircuts, which is about the number of visits I would have made since this has started and up to, like, the beginning of May, because I think that's probably when we're going to...
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to be quarantined for, like, that long.
Yeah, of next year. I'm not leaving the house until there's a vaccine. And that's, like, 18 months out.
But she was like, nah, it's okay. And I was like, well, let me know if things change. Like, I'm happy to give you my continued business as infrequent, as small as it is. But, it's fucking some time to be alive.
Wow,
I just have this little, perch of hair.
I like it. It's like a, perch. It's almost like a horn. If you style it.
Yeah, it's starting to really get bad.
Or awesome. Maybe it just needs to keep going. Let it bloom.
Well, I don't have a choice. It's going to be...
None of us do.
It's going to be fucking stupid in a month. It's going to look so dumb.
Here, let's see what my hair is doing. I'm wearing this.
Oh, so yours
is fine. It's just getting kind of shaggier on the sides.
Yeah.
Like the... I like to kind of keep it tight and trim on the sides there, but look at this. It's like sticking up. It's at that length where it just won't do anything but stick up. So on comes the sad Orioles hat.
I've been trying to work on like getting my hair frizzed out, I guess.
Nice. Like, you want to go like full Bob Ross?
Yeah.
Or, nice.
Because this is going to be hopefully the only time in my life that I go like 3 months without a haircut.
Well, I mean, it'll be perfect when we all have to move to that commune together.
Yeah.
And we'll just be out there farming and growing our hair out.
It's 4:42, and the dog is demanding his food. We try to feed him at 6.
Well, what else are you guys doing? Feed me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. What a pain in the ass.
Ugh. He probably, he's ready for America to reopen. America doesn't close on this house.
He really misses his alone time.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've It seems like dogs kind of either go one way or the other on this. I've seen a lot of people's dogs, like my dog, who just thinks this is the greatest thing in the world, and we're going to have to start retraining separation anxiety out of her again when this is over and we leave the house.
Oh, man, that sucks.
It's going to suck. Or people's dogs are like Woody, where they're like, so you're still here.
I thought we had a deal. You leave me alone during the day.
Yeah.
But then if we block him off upstairs, uppy tears, and Kat and I like
right.
Kat and I work downstairs,
uh-huh.
He does down nothing but he does nothing but whine. It's like he wants to be around us, but
yeah,
only if he wants to. He wants to have the choice, but then he doesn't want to be around us.
Do you think it's a matter of he doesn't like being denied the ability to look at you condescendingly?
That could be it.
I can't express my displeasure if you have me upstairs. I mean, I get it.
Hey, can we pause this real quick?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're about 10 minutes in. Let's take a break.
All right.
I am recording.
I'm recording as well.
3, 2, 1. Oh, excuse me. And we're back.
That thing is exactly like what they do in Wayne's World. Well, it's similar.
And 3, 2. But you don't say the one. Or the two and the one. It's and 3. We can see you moving your lips.
Kat loves that movie, and she doesn't like when I make references to it because I don't love it as much as she does. But the reason why I don't love it as much as she does is because she thinks it's so essential and necessary that she love it more than other people.
Wayne's World?
Yeah, Wayne's World.
Oh, you know what you should do is just do you quote, maybe you already do this, do you quote it but just get it slightly wrong?
I do that with everything.
But do you do it on purpose?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. I bet she loves that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, is she... excuse me.
Oh, look at that hot broad. Shebang! We are once again... I don't know if we made that clear at the beginning of the episode, but we are each still self-isolated. We didn't decide to isolate ourselves in the same place just for the sake of the podcast. Let me make that clear. We're in two different locations. Can you imagine how manic and crazy the podcast would be if, like, you and I were feeding off of each other's anxious energy for the entire week?
We would
couldn't escape it and then had to record it. Oh no.
We'd have like at least 75 new episodes.
they'd be like 3 hours long each. And incomprehensible.
Yeah.
Speaking of incomprehensible, let's talk about some wrestling.
Yeah.
So, man, every week feels like a month. I had to look back at these notes for Raw to double check that they were actually from this past Monday.
I don't watch WWE anymore.
Yeah. I get why I stopped. I just, for some reason, I'm watching them now, hoping that these unfortunate circumstances and these dire limitations are going to help them do something creative. But
yeah,
I mean, one thing I noticed about Raw is that they are now shooting it exactly the way AEW was shot with the camera. I think they did that with, did they do that with the previous SmackDown? Who cares?
I don't know.
But like they totally, yeah. They took some lessons from AEW there, and by took some lessons, I mean shamelessly copied.
You don't think we know the hard side cam, damn it.
Yeah. And they did a...
I came up with everything, damn it. I've done it all.
They did like a Drew McIntyre promo thing. It was very AEW-like. It was a pre-tape kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. But, you know. Then Paul Heyman came out and was not nearly as comforting as Cody was. And remember in that first episode of Dynamite when Cody came out? And
yeah.
They did like the whole thing and they said, light the pyros! And it was like this moment of light through all of this awfulness. But
it was a
also,
speech.
acknowledging the awfulness.
Yeah, it was a speech that I've been desperate to hear.
Yeah, no political candidate gave it to us. Like, yeah, Cody for president.
Oh my God, could you imagine if Joe Biden went out there and cut that promo and then just like lit pyro off and like an open field by himself?
Yeah.
And then it was just like, vote Biden. Are you kidding me? That would go over like crazy.
America loves that shit.
Could you just imagine?
I love that shit.
Joe Biden, like,
I think you're
listening to Black Betty on a jet ski. Just going like 70 miles an hour, just in like some river.
Red, white, and blue fireworks just shooting off the back of the jet ski. And he's standing up and just popping his butt out a little, just a little.
People would demand that.
Mirrored aviators on.
People would demand that we move the election up so we can vote for this man. Get him in there right now. That's how good Cody's promo was.
He does a little finger gun and a wink toward the camera. As he goes zipping by on his jet ski.
He like just does like a quick whip turn. And then like as the waves like crash over the camera, he like whips off his aviators and he's like, I'm Joe Biden and I'm running for president.
Holy shit. God, I hope his campaign's listening.
But nope, he's nowhere to be seen.
Anyway, Mark, WrestleMania's too big for one night.
I guess
Have you ever heard a larger load of horse shit than WrestleMania is too big for one night?
It was too big for one night, but that doesn't mean they should have two nights.
Right, yeah. It's too long. It is too big. It's 7 hours of wrestling is too much. You're right. Yeah.
Are they going to still do an NXT takeover?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
Do the NXT men and women get their opportunity at Mania?
Not that I know of, Mark.
God, not even in the pandemic do you get your Mania fucking moment? That's how petty Vince is?
That's exactly how petty Vince is. I'm gonna go to the studio. Oh, okay. Sorry, I was trying to be very slick about
you weren't
talking
at all.
To Sophia. Sophia, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, right. Sophia.
She left me with Maisie. That's good.
If only you guys could have seen the look on Gavin's face.
Too big for one night, Mark. Paul Heyman said something about how Roman Reigns will be quote unquote douched out of, I think, Brock Lesnar? I don't know. It was very strange and very unsettling.
Paul Heyman said Roman Reigns will be douched out, but Roman Reigns has a match against Bill Goldberg.
Oh, then whoever the fuck it was. That's probably what it meant. McIntyre, yeah. Sorry. Okay. See, I wasn't even paying attention. Right.
Well,
we'll get to the
mean?
Roman Reigns thing in a minute.
Drew McIntyre will be
somehow douched out. I don't remember the whole context. I just remember being very unsettled amidst the current climate and context of just being alive during this COVID outbreak. Hearing Paul Heyman say the words douched out on Monday Night TV, that is where I tuned out of Raw. I believe that they showed other shit afterward, but...
Is Drew McIntyre just, like, living in a vagina? That's how... Weak he is as an opponent, like he's just
of Brock Lesnar. I don't know.
Brock Lesnar
like a marsupial situation where he's in Brock Lesnar's pouch. I don't know. It's very confusing.
And Brock Lesnar is just gonna douche him out.
Yeah. So you have that to look forward to at WrestleMania. Too big for one night, Mark. Too many douches for one night.
I think Paul That's Heyman so might gross. Need a crowd.
Yeah, that's what my thought was, too. It's like, I think he's really great when he's playing off of a crowd and has crowd energy. Anyway, that was Raw kind of sloshing its way onto TV.
Well,
and then we had, oh, sorry, what?
So just quick cut. Contrast that. I mean, that sounds, I didn't watch it, but that sounds dumb and terrible.
That was probably the first 20 minutes. I've been getting about 10 or 20 minutes in before. Yeah. And then I just think, you know, there's so many things I would rather be doing. Namely, Better Call Saul comes on at 9. So yeah. There's that first hour. I couldn't even make it. I already had plans to switch away from WWE, and I couldn't even make it through that first hour.
Let's come back to Better Call Saul. Yeah, so contrast that, the way you described that promo, to Jericho and Matt Hardy for the last 20 minutes of Dynamite.
Right, that's next on the list. Good segue.
That promo was fucking ridiculous. And
yes!
The only thing I really remember...
The teleportation?
Yes.
And the drone?
Well, the only thing that Jericho said that I really remember... He like, and fuck, I don't think I remember it verbatim, but
when he was trying to recruit a Vanguard into the Vanguard One into the dark or to the inner circle.
No, it was when Matt Hardy punched him and knocked him down, and Jericho was like on the ground. It's like, you just punched me hard enough to knock down Le Champion or something like that.
Yeah,
but it was like, it was so dramatic and theatrical and amazing.
It was amazing. I love wild, ridiculous, over the top, weird wrestling. So this was everything for me that I love about wrestling.
It was, and shit, I should have written down exactly what he said because it was so perfect.
It was we'll find it for next week.
Yeah. It was just like, it was so silly and over the top, but fucking just, you know, stupid and weird.
So I heard a little behind the scenes of this whole thing. So they recorded Dynamite on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And aired it Wednesday. But apparently they did that segment, the Jericho Matt Hardy segment, and Jericho thought it sucked. He didn't like it. He didn't think it was good. So that I think they were showing like some of Dynamite was live. And some of it was pre-taped.
Okay.
So they didn't want to have everybody in the building all at once. So it was like
smart.
A way kind of like, yeah, like they actually put on their thinking caps and had a bunch of matches with a bunch of people without having a bunch of people all in one place at the same time, because they're all, you know, fucking brainiacs down there that really care about what they're doing. But it was, I think it was the Darby Allin and what's his name match. That was right before it. That was pre-taped. And during that match, they retaped the promo of Matt Hardy and Chris Jericho. And they cut it together really quick and then aired it, the second version, which they liked better.
Wow. And,
like, those fucking perfectionists. They those care carnies. So much about whether or not... Yeah, if they were carnies, they would be marketing Roman Reigns as headlining a match that they know he will not be in. We'll get to that.
But, no, they were con men, they would be
con. That. That's true. Well, I mean, you're right. Vince give carnies a bad name. No, AEW, it was awesome. It's just that kind of attention to detail and that kind of effort, even in trying times, to entertain me. Little old quarantined me. All of us. And they know, because they know, and they've talked about how at this moment... everybody's stuck in their homes. They want to give us some really great wrestling to watch. And I think Vince just wants to make more money.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. It is such a stark difference between those two shows.
Yeah. And between those two companies,
only one of those two companies care about the viewers.
Yeah. And the performers. And
yeah.
Between the two of them, which one do you think if either of them did it? Maybe both did, but okay. So do you think either of those companies have contracted with a private lab to conduct COVID-19 tests?
I don't know what private labs would have that many tests and why a private lab would get that phone call that would say, yeah, you want to test some pro wrestlers? How high up on your priority list is that for people that should get tests? Or well, do they have because of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Well, it's like, I mean, the NBA is testing their players.
That's true. I did forget for a second there that the Khan family does own several sports or two sports teams, right?
Yeah, they're worth billions of dollars.
Yeah, and they might have access to a test.
Yeah. I mean, they could certainly buy one. And it's not like our federal government had a coordinated response where those labs would then be, you know, all contributing to the same pool. But, you know, whatever.
Exactly. And coordinating with hospitals and medical care professionals and officials in the medical community that, you know, leaders in the medical science world that we should be listening to.
Just testing basketball players so the NBA can get going again. Which I think is possible. And so the reason why I bring this up is because obviously I think AEW, if between AEW or WWE, if either testing its performers is going to be, or their wrestlers, it's going to be AEW. And
yeah,
because they've clearly have taken a genuine interest in protecting their talent and their wrestlers.
Yeah.
Or at least they, so it seems.
I mean, but, so it seems through their actions so far, it's not like lip service, like a certain other company.
Yeah. But like with the NBA, I think
WCW, I mean,
with the NBA, I think, if testing advanced to the point which, so there's a lab called Abbott Laboratories and it just got approval to develop a test that will give you a result, within 15 minutes.
Oh, is that the one that uses like a blood sample, like a finger pinprick?
I don't know. It's but
I too have been glued to COVID-19 news this week.
So if those tests become more accessible and readily available, but particularly if the NBA just buys a bunch for its players and then tells the players, negotiates with the union reps and stuff, that they have to self-isolate, they have to take tests every single day, and then once they're negative for like a certain period of time, and once the coaches and essential travel staff and personnel, then they could have games again. I think if they like are, if they know everybody that is going to come into the, I mean, without fans in the stadiums, but if they know everybody is going to like, if they know everybody that's going to be within this production, players, coaches, staff, personnel, all that, and they can all be tested every single day, and they all test negative, and then if somebody tests positive, then that person's like is quarantined, and then like the actions are, you know, and then they know who that person's come into contact with.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that any Major League Baseball teams playing in Baltimore need to worry about coming into contact with fans.
Yeah, much like WWE has primed us to watch wrestling with a very quiet and seemingly vacant crowd, so too have the Orioles.
When we went to that Orioles game last year, I don't think we came within 6 feet of anybody the entire time we were there.
Except for the... the stadium staff who came down to thank us for coming out.
Oh, right. Yeah. The players came within 6 feet of us. That was about it.
And that poor ball girl.
I know. Just, oh, God. Drunken guys must just be insufferable. She must be so thankful they put that net up to protect her from these fucking monsters, these cavemen that come to baseball games and yell at the ball girl.
Yeah.
I mean, no, we were perfect gentlemen.
Yeah.
And, but at, also at Camden Yards, she doesn't really have to worry about that because nobody comes out to the games anyway. Yeah. I wonder if we're going to see something like a COVID passport that you get an ID when either you've, like, they don't know if you can catch it a second time or not. If it's just, or if it's like a thing that you get once, and if you've fought it off, that you have the antibodies in your system and then you're good. Or if it's going to be like the flu, where if it starts mutating every year and they are able to create a vaccine, well, they don't know. They just don't know yet. But maybe it is just the thing that you kind of get once. Do we get like an ID card that says, no, I'm good. I've had the vid, or I've been, when they come up with a vaccine for it, that you have your vaccine. And that's the only way you can do things. Like, it's like your pre-check at the TSA, except that's the only way you can get into a ballpark or a sporting event or a AEW show for a while. Or are they just? Is it just going to be like years of no entertainment?
No, it's not. I think it's going to be a really difficult few months here, especially.
Yeah,
but I think that once we start getting like equipment back to the hospitals, once we start having tests. So my cousin, who's a physician, told me that there's 5 tiers of testing. And it's like tier 1 critical patients. And he said the reason for that is because when you're treating a critical patient in the hospital, you need to know what you're treating. So if those are the only available tests, or that's the only population that can be tested, or I'm sorry, if there's only a limited number of tests, then you need to test that population first. Then he said tier two is healthcare workers and healthcare providers.
God damn, anybody working in ER is a fucking hero. We should have statues built to people working in ERs.
And then I forget tiers 3 and 4, then tier 5 is asymptomatic people, which is what was happening in South Korea. So I think once we get to like tier 5, we'll be in a place where we'll be below the curve, the healthcare system will have capacity. And then the public health system will be geared and capable, hopefully, at least in jurisdictions that are taking this seriously. And I think fortunately for us, Maryland seems to be doing a pretty good job.
We are so lucky.
So if our public health system is set up as such that when we're in this position where we're testing just asymptomatic people and then that person tests positive, then the public health system can be basically isolated and quarantined. The public health system can step in, identify people that have come into contact with that person over a whatever period of time, and then those people are isolated too. And we do that until we have a vaccine, because that's what has happened in Asia. Like, this is so new to us. We're freaking out. We're panicking. It's terrible. It's horrific, but this has happened in Asia multiple times within our lifetimes. Within the past like 15 years, it's happened multiple times over there.
Oh, wow.
SARS with SARS,
yeah.
MERS, H1N1. Like, these were pandemics, and we've been very fortunate because they just have not, stuff like that has not hit our country since in 100 years, 102 years. But so Asia informs us that we're going to need to make some changes. Mm. We're going to need to be prepared and invested, because the alternative is it's just a widespread outbreak. And basically we're just hoping that you don't get it twice. And, you know, we just have a massive flood of sick people. And that's crazy. That's fucking insane. That's insane. There's only one option here. Yeah. And I think, like, it's been slow to get to that point, but we're heading to that point. I think it's going to be at least the end of April before are like any type of bars or restaurants are reopened.
Just out of the crisis mode. Yeah, I totally agree. And like, for me, it comes down to a very selfish thing. I don't want to get sick with it. I want a vaccine for it so I can skip over the getting sick with it part.
Yeah, me too. Of course.
So, but they won't have a vaccine for 12 to 18 months. Does that mean I stay indoors for 12 to 18 months? Okay, fine. I'll stay in my home for 12 to 18 months.
No, I'm fine.
I'm fine. I've got TV. I've got games. I can work remotely. Human contact disgusts me, generally anyway. This is working out great.
So, like, Wuhan is essentially reopened again.
I keep hearing.
And and they it's been a sustained period where there have not been any new cases that have originated from Wuhan. The cases have been from international travelers, like entering the province.
Yeah.
So I mean that shows us that, you know, we can get through this. We need to take very serious measures, and we need to listen to the experts and
not Trump's gut.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But I think you and I are fortunate because I feel like both of our employees. Yeah, well, seriously.
We're podcasters.
And Kat and Sophia as well. Like, our employers are equipped.
Because they're married to podcasters?
We're all equipped to telework for as long as required.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it was even till the end of the summer, we could all do it.
Yeah.
It would really suck. But yeah. if that's what it took.
If that's what it takes, I will get my beer delivered directly from Peabody Heights Brewing Company.
But I also think we don't necessarily... Nice. I've been meaning to look into that. I was going to just stock up on beer. I was going to spend like $300 on beer.
There are no laws anymore. You just go on. They have a Square store. You use Apple Pay. You pay with your face. They drop it out at your house. No one even checks for an ID. Now's the perfect time to be under 21.
And they'll just leave it on the front porch?
Yeah, leave it on the front porch. I went outside with my sanitizing wipes, wiped all down every can, brought them in, popped them in the fridge. And
they're not going straight to the fridge. They're going to go straight to the basement where the HVAC unit is, and they're going to sit there for at least a week.
Why?
Because anything that's living on it will surely be dead
in a
by
week.
Then.
Yeah. You just microwave them for 30 seconds.
So we've gotten delivery a couple times in the past week.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what I've done. I've microwaved,
left
popped
it
in the microwave.
Oh, I thought you left it downstairs for 24 hours.
So, anyways, so I think AEW, if I think
oh right, wrestling, yeah.
Between the two, well, I think all sports leagues can hopefully get to a point, in like a month or two, that they're able to resume some type of games without fans, probably.
Yeah.
And you know, sports, we can still have sports and just get used to not having fans in attendance. That's fine.
Dana White is pushing UFC forward with no stops.
With a crowd? He wants a crowd there?
I guess without a crowd. I don't know, but he's making everybody fight. He's saying the whole thing's overblown. He's not going to come out of this looking very good.
Nope. But yeah, so I just wonder, it makes me wonder what AEW is, if they're just doing social distancing and like having some matches recorded on Tuesday and some live on Wednesday. Well, that's probably not enough, you know?
Yeah.
And like telling the wrestlers to quarantine and isolate and then only come into contact with each other. No, you don't like...
I think I have a... Well, this brings me up to something I was going to talk about later, but I think anybody who's on TV is kind of like in the same hotel right now, sequestered in a hotel in Jacksonville. Jake the Snake, who has been amazing on on AEW, he tweeted out, I guess yesterday, he said, "Getting tough being alone all the time. Hotel room keeps shrinking. Jealous of those with family or partners. Still sober."
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh man.
Holy shit.
Poor Jake the Snake, man.
God, let him rent a car and drive home.
Yeah. Like,
just, you know, record your vignettes. He doesn't need to be there live. It's okay.
Yeah. Like,
let him go home for a couple weeks.
Take care of Jake the Snake. But then he came back with something more positive earlier today. He said, "Coronavirus is a great time to turn your life around. Soul searching, goals, dreams, and hashtag reality. Look hard and make a plan so you don't get caught with pants down. Hashtag COVID-19. This can happen again. Hashtag Big Pharma." And then in all caps, "Trust me." So I don't know. Like... he had me. I was with him until the very end when I don't quite understand. It kind of fell apart, but I hope.
My big pharma.
I don't know, but please, Young Bucks, Tony Khan, somebody who knows which room he's in, just go knock on his door and check to make sure he's okay. I'm worried about Jake the Snake Roberts. That guy, they really better be taking care of him.
Man. That
dude has fought so hard to come back.
And he's awesome.
Oh, he's so awesome. Yes.
Holy shit.
Ugh.
AEW is just such a good product.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And we haven't even talked about Brody Lee.
Yeah. The exalted one.
The exalted Brody Lee. One. He came back last week and we saw him do that amazing, again, AEW style pre-taped promo where he wouldn't let anybody eat until he was done eating. And I'm like, this dude. This is the guy that Vince was pushing down. They didn't want to let him, wouldn't listen to his ideas. And so apparently, you know, I'm sure that they offered him a shitload of money to just sit at home and not do anything. So it's kind of cool to see him actually be able to be creative and do something cool. And he's nailing it. I'm so excited for him.
Yeah, no
it's
doubt.
It's so fun.
I've always been a fan of his. And,
yes. Old Luke Harper, for those who don't know what the hell we're talking
about. Yeah, formerly Mark's
talking about over here. Yeah, formerly wrestled as
Luke Harper. And it's like, really? Vince, you couldn't figure out how to get him over?
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah, he is good. What exactly is the exalted one, though? Like, what is the gimmick they're going for?
Oh, it's like, you know, it's that thing that wrestling does where they're like, it's almost the occult, but not enough to lose sponsors. It's like... You know,
so it is like
they're not Satan worshipers, but they're dangerous enough so Middle America can go, ooh, I don't know about them, but without actually writing a letter of complaint. Come on, you've watched wrestling long enough, you know about this. Like Kane and Undertaker flirting with at the end of the day, they're good, God fearing boys.
But like the exalted one specifically with his ring gear is sort of like, the cult and Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh God. I saw that movie when it was out in theaters when I was in college and I haven't seen it since, but I think like you're raising a very old and dusty memory.
Zoltan.
Oh God. Yeah. Well, it could be.
But like them with an edge, like them with like a little bit of a BDSM edge.
Yeah, 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 yeah. With the masks, like from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
gimp mask.
If that's what they're going for, then they're nailing it.
Yeah, I think they are. I think that they. It's like they just want people to be uncomfortable.
I'm
but
really happy.
Not offended.
Yeah, I'm really happy to see Brody Lee.
Oh, me too. I can't wait to see more of him, especially as we transitioned back into quote-unquote normal times. I don't know. It would have been so great to watch him debut in front of a crowd.
It's just, yeah.
What a surprise. A freaking surprise.
It's going to really suck if one of them get it, because that's going to shut the whole production down.
I know. Ugh. And Matt Hardy's... It was great. I'm so excited that Matt Hardy is there. He's doing the full delete thing. He's broken Matt Hardy again. The gimmick that WWE wouldn't let him fully do. It always came off as kind of half-assed. I think Vince hated it, resented it, because it kind of came from Matt Hardy's own mind. So it's going to get weird, and I am so excited for it. I think that in the back of my head, I'm just waiting for Luchasaurus versus Matt Hardy, and I will be the happiest kid in the world. Anyway, AEW was great. They are really working hard to make the best out of a horrible situation. And I, for one, feel very sports entertained.
But speaking of not making the best of a worse situation.
Well, I only have one note for SmackDown real quick. Who cares?
Who cares? Indeed.
And I think that sets up your segue.
Yeah, so WrestleMania is next weekend.
It is.
I thought it was this weekend.
Too big for one night. Not too big for two weekends, Mark. It's not that big.
But But they filmed it this past week.
They did on, what was it, the 25th and 20, this past Wednesday and Thursday.
They filmed everything.
Yeah.
They filmed Raw. They filmed SmackDown.
Can we talk about how Too Big for One Night is fucking stupid? It's like, oh, it's not going to be on the network at the Performance Center over two nights because of a pandemic. No, it's just too big for two nights. This is the plan all along, baby. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Acknowledge what's going on.
So,
be human beings about this, not marketing robots. My God.
You sent me a dirt sheet yesterday.
Uh-huh. Oh, did I?
That said,
must have been
Vince
drinking.
Vince was the only one that wanted to proceed with Mania. Everybody else was telling him it was an awful idea.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Well, Vince doesn't have that many years left. He doesn't give a shit. He's like Trump.
Do you think that they did what AEW did and had people come in at different times for their matches?
No, but I bet when they found out that happened, they said, oh, shit, we should have thought of that. That's what we should have done. Now we don't have to cover up all this COVID.
Well, I think we could probably say with some certainty that they did not do that, since the same dirt sheet also said that Roman Reigns, his match with Goldberg is not going to go forward at Mania.
Oh, it's been pretty widely reported. USA Today reports that Roman Reigns will not perform at WWE's WrestleMania 36. Forbes has reported this.
Forbes has a couple writers dedicated to WWE.
Why does Forbes have pro wrestling writers?
I don't know, but one of them makes the worst jokes on Twitter.
Yeah, so
his writing's all right, but his jokes are terrible.
So understandably, Roman Reigns he's at risk for this thing. There's no way he should be at home socially distancing and staying healthy.
And
that's coming from someone who thinks he sucks. As a human being, I want him to be healthy.
One of the wrestlers, like, apparently showed up not feeling well. And then that's when Roman Reigns was like, nope, I'm
fuck
out.
This.
Fuck, I'm fucking
good
out.
Good for you, Roman Reigns. Here's something, we'll get to this in a second, but Dana Brooke has mysteriously disappeared from there was a five-way elimination match that was originally going to be six women, and Dana Brooke has just mysteriously dropped out with no explanation, or maybe it could be that she just isn't comfortable participating with everything that's going on, but it just happens silently with no mention or acknowledgement from WWE, so nobody knows.
Well, I think it was the Miz who wasn't feeling
well. Oh, no, really?
And that idiot was in a hot tub the weekend before with Zack Ryder and Dolph Ziggler.
Ugh, what a gross stew. On Twitter. Three...
And Dolph Ziggler on Twitter has been taking pictures with Mandy Rose and, like, hashtagging social distancing.
Oh, what? Really?
And he's also, like, been he's had guest appearances on Fox News lately.
The Miz?
Dolph Ziggler?
Oh, that's somehow less surprising. I don't know why. His name's Dolph, maybe.
I think I'm done with him. I unfollowed him. Our show doesn't follow him anymore because he started like posting about all these fucking guest appearances on
Fox
News.
Are you
serious? And I was like, fuck
you. Why is
he
doing that?
Yeah, I was like, you're
done. Why is he doing that?
I guess he's following in JBL's
They must pay
bootstraps.
Well.
But
.
They let him harass whoever he wants to, probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, okay, so Roman Reigns is out. He said he's out. He's not going to be in it. But they are still advertising this match as if it's going to be Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. It's on the website. They were promoting it, apparently, last night on SmackDown.
A match nobody wanted.
A match that's already taped, and Roman Reigns is not in. And they're advertising it. And it's just...
Why could
does Vince just think, I think everybody else has bigger fish to fry. We can just straight out con people. It's fine. No one's going to care.
Why wouldn't they just structure it so that the wrestlers are all coming in at different times and they clean the mat and they sanitize everything in between?
Oh,
matches.
Great idea, Mark. They should have thought of that. Braun Strowman is filling in for Roman Reigns. It's going to be Braun Strowman versus Goldberg. The reason that's happening and the way we know that is because it's already been recorded. It's Braun Strowman versus Goldberg, not Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns is still listed on the card.
Goldberg's title run is going to continue?
I don't know or care.
Fucking WWE sucks. Let's go through this card.
And I just...
This is our Mania
preview.
But
this has got to be a Vince decision, right? Saying, no, keep promoting it. People will still subscribe to the network thinking it's going to be Roman Reigns. We'll get them rubes. Or is he just... What is going on? So this whole too big for one night shit is already bullshit. But two nights of WrestleMania in any year is also stupid. All right, you want to go through the card? You want to start at the bottom, work our way up to the top?
Yeah. Some of these matches actually, I am too,
and they have not been getting hype. Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan for the Intercontinental Championship. That could be a good match if it's not on the pre-show.
Yeah. That has amazing potential.
Edge versus Randy Orton in a last man standing match. I mean, I'll watch it because I like Edge, but I don't know. I'm open to being surprised.
These two have been cutting amazing promos.
Oh, Edge has been. I haven't heard Randy Orton do anything. Edge did that one promo first Raw when they were all without an audience, and he was so goddamn good.
Randy Orton cut a promo on Beth Phoenix. It was probably the last episode of Raw before they stopped having crowds. Yeah. And he ended up putting the RKO on her.
Oh,
at the end of
man.
It.
Oh.
It was really good. Some of his finest work.
I'm excited for that. Okay, good. So two matches we're looking forward to. Next, Elias versus King Corbin.
Oof. What's the story? What do you think the story is?
Oh.
Obviously, you don't know, but what is it?
I'm going to say it started when King Corbin broke one of Elias's guitars. And Elias came out and was playing a song, and he's been doing a thing where like he'll be out there and he'll start playing a song, and then King Corbin comes out with his own. He comes out with like bagpipes and comes out with a different instrument every night and starts playing over top of Elias. And Elias has just finally had it that he challenges him to a match, and King Corbin just had a trombone and just made a sad trombone sound, and then backed up the ring, flashing a double middle finger to Elias, and the crowd went fucking apeshit for it. That's my guess.
Well, you know, you're probably 75% right, but where you would have saved it with the trombone and the middle fingers.
He like moonwalks WWE. With middle fingers back up, and everyone's like, holy shit, he can moonwalk?
WWE definitely did not do that. They probably just like slowly... And silently, like
in my mind, each promo could last like 4 or 5 minutes, and you'd be very effective. But I'm guessing that these went on as like backstage segments for like 25 minutes a piece.
All right, then we have the tag. No, team,
we have
the Raw tag.
You're
team
skipping one. 11 on the Wikipedia card because. Yeah.
Oh no! Oh yeah. Aleister Black versus Bobby
with
Lashley.
Lana. So that thing's still going on, I guess.
Why?
No clue.
Man.
I don't know. Aleister Black is great. Why is he involved? I don't know. I don't know the storyline. Bobby Lashley versus Aleister Black in my head sounds like that could be a good match. It's this with Lana part that's like they're still leaning into that. Is she going to interfere? Is that how that's going to go? It sounds like it could be great, but I don't have hopes that in the care of the WWE it will be.
This match just makes no sense at all. I can't even imagine a storyline in which those two wrestlers should intersect for anything less than a championship.
Yeah.
Because there's no need to have them have a match against each other. It's not going to do either one of them.
Well, it needs to be too big for two nights. Too big for one night. So what can we do to add it to make it so that it's too big for one night? Let's go to the tag match.
You get a blowjob from Lana.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Honest, the Street Profits.
Like, what is this? The Attitude Era?
Yeah. I mean, I was just saying what I think WWE
right, exactly. no.
is stipulating
yeah,
on that match.
You know, Vince
the
pitched
WWE
it,
Raw.
Can we do that? No. Yeah. Damn it.
You know who Triple H should hire after this is Dr. Fossey? Because
yeah,
that poor man has been having to try to
Holy
communicate
shit.
Complex things and nuanced things to a dumbass.
My favorite has been watching Dr. Fossey's face during the press conferences where he's like, oh,
yeah.
You can see him dying inside. Like, fuck, no, don't say that. God damn it. No.
That poor man. And if he can figure out infectious diseases, he could surely figure out WWE programming and like good storylines.
Infectious diseases at least play by rules.
All right. So we have the Raw Tag Team Championship match of the Street Profits, who are the title holders,
yeah.
against Andrade and Angel Garza with Zelina Vega.
Yeah.
So they just.
It's Andrade and Angel Garza. We're Americans here. That's how WWE pronounces them. That's how I'll pronounce them. But good effort. You think WWE's trying to be putting that much effort?
Do they really say
Angel?
Angel
Garza. Yep.
They don't call him Angel?
Yeah.
What?
You heard me.
Oh my God.
That aside, I think this might actually be a really good match.
Oh yeah. Oh, those
All four of them
are
fantastic.
It's uncomfortable though, because they have three Mexicans together.
Well, you know, that's Vince. That's how he groups people.
Yeah.
Of course it's uncomfortable. It's awful. It's the WWE. What do you want? Now that we have AEW, it's like, oh, we can really we don't have to put like cognitive dissonance into enjoying wrestling. We can actually call the shit out. I didn't realize how much of it I was just turning an eye to. My God. Yeah.
This is another reason why Dr. Fauci should be hired by Triple H. Because he's now used to dealing with a
Don't call
an
it the
idiot
China
who groups
virus.
People.
What is wrong with you? Why is you have to be so racist?
You don't have to put Angel Garza with Andrade's.
No one's gonna know how to say Angel. Angel? Is that right? Angel, damn it. It says Angel on the page.
Then we have a triple threat SmackDown Tag Team Championship match, which this one's now in question because The Miz.
But it's already
was
been
not feeling
it's already
well,
been recorded. Do we know if The Miz showed up or not? Spread his COVID all over the place? Maybe that's why they wanted to record it so that all right, just infect everybody and then we'll at least have 2 weeks of programming.
I'm getting the weirdest feeling of deja vu.
It's
right
probably
now.
Be.
I think I've had
a
dream
a
about
of,
all this,
of COVID-19?
And if it's a symptom, it's a side effect.
Yeah,
of the quarantine.
Well, yeah.
So then, I don't know if John Morrison is going to find a replacement partner.
Roman Reigns.
But, that match. That match is going to be against the New Day. With Xavier Woods and the Usos. Oh, that's why the Usos were pissed off that The Miz showed up.
They were pissed off that The Miz showed up? Oh, not feeling well?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a fucking...
Yeah.
Ugh. That could be a good match. Who knows? Those are all... They're all good.
We've seen that. Other than John Morrison. That's the only new addition to that. Who gives a shit?
Yep.
Moving
this
on.
This next one. Ooh.
Kevin Owens versus... The Monday Night Messiah himself.
Those two
Rollins.
Have known each other for so long. Either they just completely phone it in, or they burn the crowdless house down.
You think Seth Rollins is just in the locker room like, come on, guys, let's just lick the floor, let's get it, let's get sick, and let's get this over with so we can get back out there and so we can entertain these fans and so we can do what we were put on this earth to do.
Who cares if the brass ring is covered with coronavirus? You gotta grab it and you gotta rub it on your face.
If
either you want it or you don't.
Then he should be saying that.
So that has potential to be a really good match.
What do you think about the next match? Undertaker versus AJ Styles.
Maisie summed it up.
She has a new toy. She's showing it off to me. Man.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
I just get so sad every time the Undertaker comes out. It's like, let him rest in peace.
It should stand for retire in.
How much do you think Undertaker is getting paid?
Probably,
I think it's
$1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
It's got to be at least, right? It's Undertaker.
Well, they probably, it's probably like, all right, Taker, you get a portion of the gate.
Oh,
and then now the Taker's like, there's no gate. And Vince is like, that was our deal, damn it.
Are you company man or not?
If you're not a man.
Are we going to have a WrestleMania without Undertaker? You mean again? I mean, anyway, that could be good. Who knows? Or...
No, it's not.
How do you think the Undertaker's entrance is going to be in an empty performance center?
With the opportunity for production and editing.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. They're going to really go heavy with the on-screen lightning effect.
Oh yeah, it's going to cause a million seizures.
Oh, great, but the emergency rooms are all full. Oh no.
That match is going to suck.
What's next, Mark?
I think that might be night one.
Do we know what's going to happen on what night? I don't think they've announced that yet. Which is weird since they've...
A lot of dumb shit.
Do you think they might just edit Brock Lesnar into... Or, I'm sorry, Roman Reigns into the Goldberg match? Like, take clips from other matches of his, and it'll just be Braun Strowman is like, just, they edit him out and just CG in Roman Reigns. Or they use the WWE.
They just show WWE 2K.
That's fine. Good enough.
All right, so then we have the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Right, the one that was originally supposed to have Dana Brooke in it. But Bailey,
Lacey Evans, Naomi, Sasha Banks, and Tamina. Why Tamina? Mm.
Why not Tamina?
I want Naomi to come out of that with
that
a
would
strap.
Be great if she beat Bailey. Yeah,
if she beat Bailey and like somehow cost Sasha Banks a championship,
that'd be cool. It's an elimination match.
Like,
too,
or so. Bailey, Sasha Banks getting ready to win it, and then Bailey costs Sasha Banks the championship, and then Naomi like comes in real quick and like rolls one of them up.
Or do you think that it's going to come down to just Bailey and Sasha Banks, and they're going to try to push like another Sasha Banks versus Bailey like at NXT? Remember that amazing NXT match they had?
Yeah, the Iron Man.
Or, match. I don't know, it seems like that they would like to dip into that well again.
It seems a lot better than the long-term potentials of the next match.
John Cena versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, in a singles match for nothing.
Nothing but a burial.
Yeah, John Cena. How quickly do you think John Cena will win?
Well, since the last time they had a big show, which was World. The Saudi Arabia show.
Oh, sorry. Reflex.
Different big show. what's his name? Goldberg didn't even do a full jackknife on Bray Wyatt. He just like kind of had
Was this at the Super Showdown? Yuck.
Yeah. So, God knows what they're going to do with this one. They've already shown no appetite to keep Bray Wyatt.
Oh, no, over. Not at all. Like they've been trying so hard. I guess Vince doesn't get him.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Bray Wyatt seems so creative. He has built something so cool with the Fiend, and it is just, they are not having it.
Imagine what he could do.
Oh, every night before as I'm drifting off to sleep, it's all I think about. All right, and then we have the singles match for the Raw Women's Championship. Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler.
That's the Ecky half of Secky versus Shayna Baszler.
It is, yes, the Ecky half of Secky. I can't wait for that match. That could be really, really good. Shayna Baszler is amazing. Becky Lynch, she'll have to really step up, I think. I think it'll be great. Good fun time. I look forward to it.
That's going to be a good one.
Which brings us to the next match, Mark. I'm sorry, did you want to say more about that? Goldberg versus Roman Reigns. Singles match for the Universal Championship, still booked as Goldberg versus Roman Reigns, despite the fact it's been pre-taped and Roman Reigns is at home, staying safe, protecting his health, and they've already filmed the match between Goldberg and Braun Strowman. How do you think this match between Goldberg and Roman Reigns is going to go, Mark?
It's going to be a barn burner. It's the 2K20 match.
So weird.
I think we'll see it at SummerSlam.
So what are they going to do at Roman Reigns, or at WrestleMania? Say, like, breaking news, Roman Reigns unable to... Is he going to cut some weird kayfabe promo? Where he's like, I'm scared Goldberg. Maybe it'll just be Vince, like, holding up a picture of Roman Reigns going, I'm too scared to fight Goldberg.
No, when on Roman's way out of the arena, or the performance center, when he... was a conscientious objector and walked out. Vince ran up behind him and smacked him on the back of the head with a 2x4 and had it caught on videotape. So
perfect.
They have their angle.
Vince just came up and coughed in his face and said, there, now you got it. Okay. It's all over. Now you can wrestle. Terror.
That's how you get many other things. Lord knows what type of shit is
what comes in with Vince's Vince body. Cough right to the face. Ugh.
Here comes the money.
Luckily, he's not in this. Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre. Yeah, it's gonna happen. Yep.
Everyone was very over on Brock after the Royal Rumble. Well, in terms of wrestling Twitter, all the smarts on wrestling Twitter. They were all like, oh, he did such a good job.
Yeah, but Drew McIntyre used to be in 3MB. So
I know.
Don't forget that.
Now he's co-main eventing one night of two big main
events. I don't know. Drew McIntyre could make it interesting. Watch it. And
I think Brock Lesnar could make it interesting,
it's
too.
It's the old man in charge I'm worried about. I'm not worried about Brock Lesnar or Drew McIntyre not being able to put on an amazing match. That's not my concern. I think that's like an overarching theme. I'm sorry, I'm fighting with the dog who can't stand that I'm talking to the wall, as far as she can tell. Okay, enough.
Sorry,
can you
audio.
Still hear me? You can't hear me at all anymore? That's weird.
I can't hear you.
All right, let's...
I'll
stop recording and we'll take a break right before...
Dear listener, we're experiencing some technical difficulties right now. We've been doing this over FaceTime, both recording into a microphone separately with headphones on, so we can hear each other through the headphones, but so the microphone doesn't pick up the other person's voice. And we think FaceTime is overwhelmed right now with people that are at home, bored, and isolated because we're having issues connecting with each other. So we're just going to do something different. And I am going to talk to you right now. The final match on the
WrestleMania card of the second night. I don't know which night it's going to be on. Who cares? This thing's going to suck. It's going to be terrible. Let's be honest. WWE is an awful corporation. And it's not really worth talking about. But nonetheless, we got Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte. And that has amazing potential. That really could be the match of the night. Rhea Ripley is just a superstar in the making, and she's so amazing. And Charlotte is already a superstar, and done right, that has the potential to just be an epic match. So we'll always have that to look forward to in our minds, because give Vince the opportunity to let us down, and he will let us down. So I don't know. It's going to be a long... It's going to be a long month or two. I can only watch so much wrestling, you know? Oh, well. I'll find something else. Well, I just really brought things down. Yeah, so I kind of feel like a mixture of Charlie Day right now cleaning up Patty's Pub and... Yeah, that's really it. But I'm not funny. Not funny. Oof. Getting crickets here. So, well, on that note, I'm going to walk out. Gavin's going to close it out. And boy, did I really set him up.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Okay, Mark, thank you. I was going to close it out, but then after Mark sent me that, he sent me this. I haven't listened to it yet, so let's just dive in together, dear listener.
Well, another day in quarantine. Oh boy. It was just strange times. And I think we're all looking for something to get us through. We're just looking for something to get us through every day.
I bet I know
until we get to the other side of this curve. And you know what? You know what I think can help us get there?
What, Mark?
A little bit of that sweet stuff.
Yes!
That's right. It's J-E-double-F. J-A-double-R-E-double-T. That's double J. Jeff Jarrett. Here to give you a little bit of that sweet stuff to help you out in these trying times. I'm not sure this is how Jeff Jarrett talked. I imagine it is something like this. Just a singing, dancing carny with long golden hair and a mullet with a jacket that would light up. The J's and neons, neon lights. I just don't ever remember him at all. Yet he came out of Monday Night Raw and the Royal Rumble in 2019. God, that was like 8 years ago, but it wasn't. It was just a year ago. And they put him over against Elias when Elias was white hot. Well... there's something for us to learn from Jeff Jarrett. I don't know what it is. It probably isn't a good lesson, so maybe we shouldn't even teach it. All right.